This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Good evening, ninjas. Welcome, Merry Christmas season's greetings to you all. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. And for those of you considering a last-minute Christmas gift, sort of kick off my opening guest, think about this.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Joining me again from Alien Gear Holsters, the Alien Gear Holsters blog, my favorite writer there, is Sam Huber. Good evening, sir. Have we got Sam?
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
All right, there you
go. There we go. I hear you now. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas.
We're going to be rounding out the year tonight. I figured we'd do a little more concealed carry talk with Sam prior to going into the world, according to Second Call Defense, which is coming up next, second hour. But we're going to talk to Sam today because Sam is all about the concealed carry. I saw a survey this past week that says the top five concealed carry guns, all of them except for one, are single stacks. Does that surprise you?
No, single stack guns are going to be a bit easier to conceal because they're usually thinner than double stack. And, obviously the single stack, compact or subcompact 9 millimeter 40 caliber guns are just all the rage these days. I mean, like at Smith & Wesson Shield, oh my gosh, that's so very popular.
I have one of those. Have you tried the Shield N45?
I haven't shot the one N45. No, I'm curious.
Well, for me, thinking about you making the change, or is the reason you're thinking about going to a double stack? Would you go with a single stack smaller 45?
I found the right one. Yeah, I've shot a couple of officer frame 1911s, a little 3 to 3.5 inch barrel. I shot the Smith & Wesson officer 1911. I do like it. I am thinking of going down to a 9 millimeter because I want to get with a smaller gun. And even an officer 1911, that's still it seems like a small pistol compared to the full size. It's still a bit on the hefty side.
Yeah, but
not too bad.
Comparatively speaking, I've always thought I've tried to, as a 45. The only kind of 45 that I can successfully carry is a 1911. And whenever I have stepped down, I've tried twice to carry Glocks. They're Glock 21s, which is like trying to conceal a box of Wheaties. And that hasn't worked for me just yet. And each time I go back to the 9mm, it feels like I'm going to a toy. But there's something to be said for that smaller size. But I was curious because I got to thinking about this, and when I was looking at this, well, that puts you right squarely in there. Although the 1911 was not one of the guns they were talking about, the number one gun for concealed carry. And I'm a little, I have to admit, I'm a little distressed at this, is the Ruger LCP, which means the number one gun for concealed carry is a 380 semi-automatic. I can see, if that's a gun you're going to carry in order to have a gun in certain circumstances, okay, I could see that. But that being the only gun you ever carry, for me, it just seems like you're compromising effectiveness and shootability for comfort.
Well, not as much as you think. To a certain degree, absolutely. And I've shot a few. I've shot my share of pocket 380s, and I'm not a huge fan of them. You can't really get nearly as accurate with them, or at least I haven't been able to, as guns that are slightly larger. I mean, a Shield isn't a heck of a lot bigger than an LCP, and you carry 9 or 40 or 45, and a lot of people seem to be capable of a lot better accuracy with those than a pocket 380. It's not that the 380 is a bad caliber, in the hands of the right shooter. It is effective. The only thing is, those little pocket guns, they're just hard to shoot. But then again, if your average defensive shooting is going to be at, not much more than arm's length anyway, you don't necessarily need surgical precision. You just need to be able to hit minute a bad guy.
But the one thing that I noticed in this, and I need to let you give out some of your credentials here before we go to break, but one thing I did notice is the only double stack gun they were talking about was the Glock 19. Now, they didn't talk about the Glock 26, which leads me to believe that with a standard magazine, most people don't like that double stack with one finger hanging off the end of it. And all the other guns, the Shield, the XDS, the, even the SIG 938, I think almost you can get your whole hand around that, almost. Every gun that they seem to talk about, except for the number one gun, you've got a full grip purchase on it. And that's my whole thing. I just want to be able to hold. I want all three of my fingers that are not my trigger finger on something. I don't want them dangling underneath. That's where I default to.
Oh, absolutely. But, it's not that you can't with a Glock 26. I mean, granted, for a lot of people, you're going to have issues with it, as the out-of-the-box Glock 26. Absolutely. There are pinky extensions you can get for it. So, you can get around that.
Well, Hickok 45 shoots them, and he does not put extensions on it. And I've asked him, is that not uncomfortable? He's like, well, no, I've shot it enough to where I don't care no more. But I, anyway. When I shook his hand the first time, everything up to my elbow vanished. This is a big man, and he carries a Glock 26. So, anyway, tell everybody how they can find the writings and musings of Sam Huber.
Oh, well, you can check us out at the Alien Gear Holsters blog. We're at aliengearholsters.com. You can also find me at the Bigfoot Gun Belts blog. That's just gunbelts.com. And you can also find me on USA Carry and Daily Caller.
And he's going to be right back. We got some stuff to talk about, more concealed carry. Go to Alien Gear Holsters if you're looking for a last-minute gift. I'm going to tell you about something when we get back, Sam, just because it was distressing for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality. A new standard emerges in America today. Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Back again, my guest this hour is Sam Huber from Alien Gear Holsters blog, gunbelts.com, just all kinds of places. Writing all kinds of stuff, all kinds of times, all the time. Daily. All the time. You, at Gun Belts, you were discussing administrative reloads and should you actually do them. Tell everybody what an administrative reload is, please.
Tactical reload?
Yeah.
Administrative tactical reload. So, conventionally defined as where you shoot a partial amount of ammunition out of a magazine. You drop it out of the gun, but don't discard the magazine and insert a fresh one.
Right.
Before continuing to shoot.
Typically, the only time needed, that's where you're facing a lot of people. Or
yes.
One very tough hombre, I guess. One very tough guy would take it, too, I guess. But you discuss, let's talk about this discussion. Is there a need for that and everything else? What was your conclusion? I didn't get to read the whole article. I just saw that you talked about that.
You might not need it. Well, for the conventional, for the concealed carrier, for the conventional concealed carrier, the everyday guy, you're probably not going to need it. You might, but probably not. That being said, it is still a good, it's good to learn. It's definitely a good thing to learn. And, you know, drilling, reloading, or, you know, having to swap magazines in case of malfunction is definitely a good thing. So it's good to practice reloading. So in short, it's definitely a good thing to know, and it's a good thing to drill, but it's not something that the typical person is probably ever going to have to use.
Yeah, that
really has. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I mean, in the 80s, that's a relatively new nomenclature that came, I think, out of the sandbox. And we did not call that. We called it topping off. We didn't have the term administrative reload or tactical reload. We just called it topping off. And we did it. We did it in the field. We would do it in the field because it's always better. If you're facing a bunch of people in combat, right? If you're on the ground in close combat, to have as many bullets in your magazine as you can possibly have at any given time. I guess the whole tactical reload thing, I guess it's probably its best home in the civilian world would be like a home invasion where you don't know, you know, sometimes it's front and back, sometimes it's multiple opponents. I mean, would you agree with that?
Correct. That would be one of the instance where I think the civilian is going to actually need that. I mean, for law enforcement and definitely for like military, for infantry, there's no question that it's something you need to know how to do and need to do. Right? But for the everyday person, that's one of the few instances where I could think of where it actually might be useful is if you have a home invasion, there's, you know, multiple opponents, multiple attackers, and you don't know how many shots you're going to have to send downrange, as it were. Also, there, you know, perhaps if you're in a, grocery store, convenience store, or a bank, and multiple armed men try to rob it. That may be another instance. Or if you're in a situation like where, some sort of mass shooting, like the San Bernardino shooters, where you have more than one, or, say, Columbine, there's another instance where you might need it. But then again, the typical defensive shooting between between a civilian and the typical defensive shooting is usually, between one, maybe engaging one, maybe two opponents, very few shots fired, and it's over very quickly.
Yeah.
Usually.
the thing in the military was, you know, we were, our job was to keep going until somebody called ceasefire. And in your typical attack, I would think that you'll know when to cease fire, because most of the time you're facing. Well, I've never looked at any stats. Have you ever seen any stats on whether most people face singular attackers or multiples?
I have seen a few things like that. And it seems to, I don't remember any exact numbers, but there seems to be a mix. Often enough, it's usually just one person, although another common occurrence is there are multiple people, and after one person is shot out of the group, the rest tend to cheese it. So, you know, like a lot of home invasions, you know, there'll be multiple people breaking in, but after the homeowner shoots one person, the rest tend to get out of there as quickly as possible.
Yeah, all the video I've ever seen, I haven't seen a bunch. I've seen some. But when they engage initially, then the home invaders are, they're setting land speed records getting out of there, and they don't even need doors anymore. They go right through the wall.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There was I listened to an interview with Masa Yub recently where he said something to the effect that the fox doesn't think it's fun anymore when the rabbit starts to shoot back.
Well, that's, I can see where that would be an apt description to consider. It just surprises me that Mossad would use that particular terminology. I've never thought of him as a rabbit lover. Tell everybody again where they could find Sam Huber and the stuff he writes.
Oh, at the Alien Gear Holsters blog at aliengearholsters.com. The Bigfoot Gun Belts blog at gunbelts.com, and also at the Guns and Gear section of Daily Caller and USA Carry.
Now, when we get back, Sam wrote an article. For those of you that are Glock carriers that maybe carry the 26 or the 19, Sam has written an article for you about your spare magazine, and we're going to talk about carrying that full-size magazine with that compact gun when we get back. Find Sam at aliengearholsters.com. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. Merry Christmas to you. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour from Alien Gear Holsters, GunBelts.com, Daily Caller, all kinds of places, is Sam Huber. And I have done this in the past because when I have my 19 here, sometimes I'll carry the 19, and then for the spare magazine, I'll carry a full-size Glock 17 mag because it's two rounds and it will fit. It's two more rounds and it will fit fine into the gun, no issues. I have a full grip and all that other stuff. What are your thoughts on that? Why did you write that one? Do you think that's a good idea? But because most people don't really own that many from the same platform except for Glock people, I have found. Sam?
I'm more common than there are some people I know who will have full-size magazines for those compact guns when they're compatible for, for practice. You know, so when they're at the range, they actually have, they can actually shoot far more rounds. That's not, I don't think that's too terribly uncommon. I mean, granted, it's not something everybody does, but I do know a number of people who have. But it's really not a bad idea because, if you have to reload, why not have a few more rounds?
Well, and I guess that's the happy compromise between carrying the full-size gun would be carrying the full-size magazine, because I guess one of the big reasons to carry the full-size gun is for the magazine it carries. So in the case of guns like the Glocks, for example, the 17, 19, and 26, 17 magazines will fit in all three of those.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They absolutely will. That gets you, two more than in the 19, and I think three or four more in the, maybe more, I forget, in the 26. So,
26.
Yeah, absolutely.
Standard magazine on the 26 is only 10 rounds, so it's seven more. Although
seven more. Oh, okay. Yeah,
26 looks pretty funny with a 17 magazine in it, but it is functional. It'll function all day long.
That's what matters.
So how many people, when you wrote this, did you get any feedback on this one?
Not that I've received directly so far, no, but it does seem to be common enough. I know a number of people who do it. You see it in carry forums a lot and so on. So it is not unheard of at all. Maybe it's a little bit arcane, but not that much. And there are, a number of other guns for which the same is true. You know, so it's not necessarily restricted to just people who carry Glocks. Pretty much most gun platforms where you have a full size and then a compact version of the same pistol, often enough, the magazines for both will fit. Like, say, the CZ-75, the 75 full-size magazines will fit in the 75 compact. The Smith & Wesson M&P full-size magazines will fit in the M&P compact. Not the Shield, so it's a single stack, but in
right.
the M&P compact. So it also uses a double stack. Virtually all of the Springfield XD line, that's certainly the case. You know, the XD, XD Mod 2, XDM, XDS, they'll all, the compact variants will all accept and fire the full-size magazine. So if you need a, backup for your, XD compact, you can, get the full 16, 17 rounds instead of 10 or 12. So it's not unheard of for people to do this, to carry that full size as a backup in case they need, in case they do need to reload. They have even more the second time around.
The thing I find sort of interesting is I've seen surveys before where they put guns through a lot of things, like freezing them and everything, and the only two that would actually function would be the Glock and the 1911, and the 1911 will function. I presume the commanders and the officers' models will function with the standard 1911 magazine in them. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, depending on the model, they may not even be taking a shorter magazine. What's fairly common is that the officer model will have a 6-round magazine, whereas the commander and government frames have the standard 7-round magazine. A lot of commanders are the grip size is the same. The only thing that's actually cut down is the frame is cut down a bit, along with the slide of the barrel and maybe a couple other components here and there, but that's generally the rule. However, it isn't necessarily the case across all manufacturers of the 1911. There are a lot of them out there. So, there are plenty of, there are a number of officer frames out there that actually take the full-size magazines because they have the same-size magazine well. There are also plenty that don't. And in any case, if you were to put a full-size, 7 or 8-round magazine in a officer frame gun, it would still function. Granted, it's going to stick out a bit and look kind of silly, but it'll still work.
Now, among the single-stack guns, the 1911 is really the only one that does that, though, isn't it? I'm still waiting to see this. Have you seen the single-stack 9mm that Rob Pincus has got coming out? Have you seen that?
No.
He's got some sort of a hybrid thing. It looks like a slimmed down full size. It doesn't look like a 1911, but it is about the same size in silhouette. So it's full size, but it's about the same width as a Shield. It's an odd looking beast, and it's a 10-round magazine coming out of the box. So it's almost like a full size pistol, but it just... we've gone back and forth about this many times. I'm going to end up getting a 1911 here shortly because it strikes me that the same attributes that I like about the Glock as far as interchangeability and compatibility with other guns in the design already existed with the 1911. So that's one of the things I'm thinking about doing, and that's one of the reasons I'm thinking about doing it, because yeah, it's an old design, but it's still quite functional. I imagine millions of people carry those every day, don't they?
They do. It's it's one of the most popular pistols for a reason. They tend to work really well. They're granted the controls can take a little bit of time to learn, but they're really not too mysterious. Some people grouse about them, but they're not that difficult to learn. The ergonomics are just incredible. There aren't too many pistols that fit in the hand and point as naturally as a 1911 does. I mean, Browning High Power, CZ75, they're also way up there. But, and of course, aftermarket support is just ridiculous. You can get any component you need. You can customize anything. And just like, and you can do anything you want with the platform. It's an incredibly versatile pistol.
Well, and that's the other thing. It's like the Glock, because the only other gun that has as many accessories and aftermarket parts for it than the 1911 would be the Glock.
Uh-huh.
That makes it easier for me to choose these things. Hey, we're about to run into the break. We'll be right back.
Says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Joining me again, my guest this hour, he is the writer at the Alien Gear Holsters blog, the gunbelts.com blog. His name is Sam Huber, also writes for Daily Caller. Do you and Tucker Carlson have lunch a lot?
No. We're at opposite ends of the country, so...
I thought you might get me his number so I could start texting him and saying, hey, man, I love your show, man. You know, that kind of thing. Anyway. Anyway. Okay. Now, you make, and, you know, I have never thought of this, but it actually is a concern, especially since I'm a bike rider and I ride around with a gun. Not everybody I might run across when I am out and about that I may have to defend myself with a gun is going to be human.
True.
What did you find?
Well, for most people, this isn't really too much of a concern, but it does happen. You know, there are dangerous dogs, and for people who live in rural or forested areas, there are other critters out there that are that can be fairly dangerous. It isn't a large number, but a small number, a few dozen people are actually killed every year by dogs. You know, they get mauled to death. And, and then, of course, they're aggressive animals. And, especially if you're, out and about with family, especially if you have small children, it's definitely a concern because a dog that might not be able to do fatal damage to you or I as grown-ups, being adults, may be able to do fatal damage to a small child. And actually, the small children are quite commonly the victims of fatal maulings, although adults are as well. So it is something to bear in mind that, you may have to actually defend yourself against wildlife. There's also, there are also the more obvious, the more obvious critters out there that could pose a human harm. Bears, mountain lions, even you know, wolves, even coyotes, if there's sufficient number of them, then they're motivated.
Let's not forget those moose out there in the wild when you're riding your snowmobile.
They're out there. Well, and, you know, and of course snakes. You know, can't forget snakes. You know, a good rat shot round will do for most rattlers. But that's another consideration some people would have. And the laws are, you know, pretty much the same law applies that. You know, that if you have no other choice, then you can certainly, you know, then you can certainly shoot. There are a limited number of court cases involving legal self-defense against dogs. There was there was one here in Washington State where a gentleman actually shot a dog, but was convicted on other charges. I don't remember the name of the guy in question, but he had stopped at the side of the road. He'd actually been drunk driving, so this doesn't necessarily have the right, you know, the best morals, I guess. But the guy had pulled over the side of the road. He'd been drunk driving, and he pulled off to the side to, you know, relieve himself in the ditch. Dog started barking. He said he feared for his life, and he shot the dog. He was acquitted on charges related to shooting the animal, but did end up in the clink for everything else that he had done. So, yeah, so there's that. So just like with when it comes to shooting a person who's attacking you, you can shoot an animal that is attacking you with with lethal intent. And in fact, it's even written into the Endangered Species Act that should an endangered animal that is capable of dealing you harm attacks you, you can defend yourself with lethal force. So, if you're concerned about grizzlies or black bears or mountain lions, you know, yeah, you can absolutely shoot. Although, in that case, you know, you are going to want to call, police and or the, you know, Fish and Wildlife. And, you know, same thing, they'll go over it with you and so on and so forth. But, there is the chance that you may have to defend yourself against animals.
With certain animals, you sort of have to be careful with them as far as the way you shoot them. Like shooting a fox, most of the time when a fox is coming after a human, that means the fox is rabid, right? I mean, you got to be...
Yeah.
I've never faced a rabid animal. I would imagine that it takes a few rounds. Does it take a few rounds to take care of a rabid animal? Or do you know, or have you ever had to deal with one?
No, I haven't per se. But I have done a bit of reading, and it seems that police have had success with certain rounds when taking care of large, aggressive dogs. 9mm always doesn't do the trick, you know, as it does with, just like with people. But it seems like 40 SMW and 357 SIG have been very effective against large aggressive dogs, the pit bulls and the like. I know of at least one instance where a police officer shot a black bear multiple times with 40 and was able to successfully drop it. That was in the, that private zoo fiasco in Ohio. I forget the name of it.
I remember what you were talking about, though. Just the way you put it made me laugh. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And with rabid animals, yeah, you may need to take a few follow up shots. Although, depending on the critter, your standard handgun against, say, a coyote or a fox, they should go down pretty quickly. Now, maybe one or two shots at most, but with a larger animal, say a larger breed of dog, and certainly with a mountain lion or a bear, you're probably going to need a few follow-up shots. And with bears especially, you have to be good about shot placement, because a headshot might not do it. They have very thick skulls, so you're going to want to go after the shoulders, as most people know.
Yeah, you're going to have, I don't mind having high capacity. One time, I had customized a 10 millimeter. And this gun, now I could shoot this gun. I could have four pieces of brass in the air with this 10 millimeter. But in the end, that was at a time when the ammunition was scarce. And I got the 10 because there was 10 millimeter ammunition, but I wasn't the only one that thought that. So then when I got the 10, I couldn't find ammo for it either. So I ended up having to get rid of that one. But, yeah, 10. I would think a 10 or a 40 is a good caliber for wildlife, but.
Yeah, 10 millimeter is pretty good. And a lot of 10 millimeter loads are, basically like having an auto loading 41 Magnum.
Yeah.
In that respect. And 41 Magnum is, you know, and yeah, not quite as powerful as, you know, the 44 or the, you know, hot loads of 45 long Colt, but, you know, but it's certainly adequate for most wildlife.
Yes, it is. Now, before we run out of time, let me take the time to do this. Sam will be back with us in 2017, and I appreciate you taking the time to come on with me and talk about the concealed carry stuff. Concealed carry is it's what I do, and it's what most of America does, and having somebody that writes about it and looks at it as the way you do is a boon to the show. So I appreciate you coming on the show. I appreciate Alien Gear's support, which will continue. And I'll have to call you tomorrow and tell you about my experience I've had. I also have to call Mo because I've had to be sort of quiet about it. But I'll bring you guys into the loop pre-Christmas and everything. But in any event, thank you very much for joining me tonight, sir.
Well, thanks for having me on, Bill.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Coming up next, World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Polanski of the Polanski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.